This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Just months before the program is set to expire, both of Montana's U.S. Senators, Democrat John Tester and Republican Steve Daines, have voted to pass a standalone bill that will extend and expand the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, or RECA, to include Montanans affected by nuclear testing in Nevada decades ago. Under the Radiation Exposure Compensation Act, the window for new claims is set to expire in June. Reporters investigating the effects of the radiation fallout on Americans in the states that were affected include the Daily Montanan's reporting of a woman who grew up on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation who believes radiation could have caused her to develop thyroid cancer and an ovary malady, as well as a woman who now lives in Billings but who grew up in New Mexico and lost several family members to illnesses believed to have been caused by radiation from the Trinity test. President Joe Biden extended RECA in 2022 by executive order just ahead of another expiration deadline. The new standalone bill will extend RECA through the next 6 years until 2030 and will expand the program to include people in Montana, Idaho, Colorado, Missouri, New Mexico, and parts of Arizona, Utah, and Nevada who were not previously covered under the program but were downwind of the Nevada and New Mexico nuclear testing sites and who later suffered from certain cancers or other illnesses. The bill also expands coverage for uranium mine workers. Downwinders covered under RECA currently can apply for $50,000 if they were present in covered states during certain time frames in the 1950s and 1960s. 15 counties in Montana were in the top 25 that received the most radiation from nuclear testing at the Nevada test site, but Montana was never previously included for RECA coverage. Montana's Democratic U.S. Senator John Tester, who has supported a RECA expansion for Montana since he took office in 2007, said he was happy the bipartisan effort is moving forward. Senator Tester said, "Montanans who were exposed to dangerous radiation of their own government's actions deserve to be compensated for any suffering caused by that exposure. This is about doing right by Montanans, and I'm proud to have joined Republicans and Democrats to help right this wrong." Montana's Republican U.S. Senator Daines said, "I'm glad to support a bill that will help so many Montanans who are negatively impacted by radiation exposure." Now that the measure has passed the U.S. Senate, the standalone bill proceeds to the House. In Las Vegas, the world-famous fountains of the Bellagio on the Las Vegas Strip present elaborate water and light displays with music just about every hour, but the Bellagio fountains were paused last week due to a rare bird landing on the pond. A yellow-billed loon, one of the rarest birds in the U.S., landed in the fountain pond called Lake Bellagio. Yellow-billed loons migrate north to nest and breed in Arctic tundra habitats, so this particular bird likely got a bit lost as it made its way north. The Bellagio welcomed what it called one of its most exclusive guests and worked with state wildlife officials to rescue and relocate the rare bird where it can get reoriented and resume its northern migration. The Nevada Department of Wildlife relocated the loon to a more suitable and remote location where it has space, food, and quiet surroundings. The bird appeared to be in good health when it was relocated from the human-made lake, which has since resumed its daily water fountain shows. The yellow-billed loon is an international species of concern, considered to be one of the 10 rarest birds that regularly breed in the U.S., according to the National Park Service. Yellow-billed loons raise their young in northern Alaska each year. Recently, scientists with the Bureau of Land Management, the National Park Service, and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service started monitoring the breeding population of yellow-billed loons across northern Alaska to document population trends and to investigate factors affecting the breeding population. So few yellow-billed loons remain that the species will be considered for listing under the Endangered Species Act later this year. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.